Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 21st edition. Hope you all had a great weekend. Lots of fun on the diamond. Hope you played Julio Rodriguez every day. That would have been kind of necessary to have a successful weekend on the diamond. We're here to kick off your Monday's action, 8-game main slate at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Also on the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord, where I'll drop my cheat sheet Monday through Friday, time permitting, but usually at least 4 days a week. So I'll get you covered there as well. But let's get at it. Totals on this 8-game Monday slate here. Mets, Braves, 10. Mariners, White Sox, 8.5. Red Sox, Astros, 9. Reds, Angels, 9. Rangers, D-backs, 9.5. Royals, A's, 8.5. So not the best of totals, as you're going to tell here in a minute, because I'm going to save money on pitching. Currently, Blake Snell is listed as the Padres pitcher, but if you look at MLB.com and other places, it is Michael Walker, so keep an eye on that. And you have to assume, weather permitting, I know they have their postponed Sunday's games. Same will be for the Angels game that we'll talk about later with the Reds and the Angels. I'd imagine they're still playing because MLB hasn't made a decision yet. But then again, it's Rob Manfred in MLB, so we'll wait and see on that one. But it should be Michael Walker starting, not Blake Snell. So we're going to pass on that one. If you want to pay up, Luis Castillo's 10-3 at the Chicago White Sox. White Sox are just dreadful. You like to pitch almost anybody for Chicago White Sox. The White Sox are also coming out of Coors Field, which is always a nice little Coors hangover when you look at those kind of scenarios. Over the last month, White Sox 24% K rate, 237 average, 136 ISO. So if you want to pay up and you want to pay for Luis Castillo, cool. Go for it. If you want to pay up for Jordan Montgomery, $9,800, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Montgomery's coming off an absolute gem in his last start. Now he faces a D-backs team who's a good ball club. They're playing well. Over the last month, only striking out 17%, 239 average, 146 ISO. So not putting up a ton of offense, but also not striking out a ton versus lefties. So I'll probably pass on Jomo, but both are in play. If you want to pay up, I obviously prefer Castillo over Montgomery, but you can save $500. This is what I plan on doing though. Love me, hate me, follow me, whatever. But I'm going for these cheapies. These three cheap pitchers is who I'll be targeting on this 8-game slate. We start with Alan Winans of the Atlanta Braves, $7,500 at home against the New York Mets. A Mets team that's actually hitting well of late, but Winans 7 shutout innings with 9 Ks against these same Mets his last time out. In his first start, he went 4 1/3 with 2 earned and 5 Ks against the Milwaukee Brewers. That was 71 pitches. He went 111 pitches in his last start, but he also has not pitched. That was on the 12th, so he's had plenty of rest to bounce back from those 111 pitches, which is great to see as well. He faces a Mets team that over the last month, 20% K rate, 252 average, 142 ISO. Versus righties, not bad, not great, pretty average. So I will take my chances with Winans at $7,500. If you'd like to save a few more dollars, Paul Blackburn at $7,000. Big fan on this slate going against Kansas City Royals. I've been rostering Blackburn in season long and in other formats quite a bit this year. Blackburn is coming off 7 shutout with 8 punchies in St. Louis. He had 4 runs against Washington. Prior to that, though, 6 shutout with 7 punchies against San Francisco, 7 punchies in Colorado. The reason why I like Blackburn, especially at his discounted price, every time he pitches, strikeouts, 8-3-7-7-5. It's been very, very effective of late for Paul Blackburn. And now he gets the Kansas City Royals, which is not a horrible team. They've cooled down a bit since we were all over them. 20% carry versus righties, 250 average, 150 ISO, pretty much the same stat line as the Mets. So I'm liking Blackburn quite a bit at 7K. So I like those two guys. Now, if you really want to go YOLO with me, I think the more people actually do research on Monday, this won't be as YOLO as we think. But Drew Rom of the St. Louis Cardinals is making his MLB debut with the Cardinals. Starting against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And now Drew Rom, I talked about him on the First Pitch podcast. I wrote up a little blurb on him for another article that drops on Monday. But Drew Rom isn't your average, like, we're just going to call him up and hope he can give us a couple innings guy. Drew Rom has actually been pretty darn effective in the minor leagues. And what's great about Drew Rom is he's pretty stretched out. Because if you look at it, just say his last handful of starts here, he's gone six innings, five innings, five and two-thirds, five and five. That's his last five outings. He had one inning, then five and two-thirds. He's pretty much going at least five every time. It's six, like I said, his last time. What we also like to see, so those five starts we talked about, let's just group this down real quick. That's since July 18th, he's made these five starts. Drew Rom has gone 3-1. He has a 3.04 ERA. Drew Rom's allowed 9 runs in 26 and two-thirds innings. Drew Rom has struck out 34 over this stretch. As you know, by now, we want strikeouts. He has a 31% K rate, 21.1% K to walk over these five starts. That is pretty, pretty nice. Now, let's just you guys want a bigger sample size? Let's just do the entire season maybe for Drew Rom. We'll check that out real quick. So if you want to do the whole season for Drew Rom, strikeout rate of 27%, K to walk of 15.5. So what that tells you, he's not striking out as many as he was. He's also improving on his walks, a little combination of both. So he's getting better as the season goes along. I might just be talking in my rear end, but for $4,000 at the Pittsburgh Pirates, a Pirates team that over the last month versus lefties, 24% K rate, 218 average, and a 111 ISO. So the way I look at it, I'm going to take my chances at 4K with Drew Rom. I'm hoping most people don't go that route. I think the world is smart enough now in the DFS world where they'll see this, but I'll take that chalk at 4,000 because there are a ton of bats we want on this slate. So if you want to pay up, Castillo at 10.3, Jumbo at 98, totally fine, prefer Castillo. But for me, I'm just focusing on Winans at 75, Blackburn at 7,000, and Rom at 4K. That's the three guys I want to give me all the bats on this eight-game slate.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Speaking of all the bats on this eight-game slate, catcher's position for you. If Sean Murphy's in the lineup, he's $5,400 versus Peterson. That's fine. But I love Seattle. I love Atlanta. But I love Seattle. Cal Raleigh versus Tuki Toussaint at 45 is very, very enticing on this one. If you want to go below 4K now, you can go Wilson Contreras at 4K versus Hatch. Wilson's just fine there. But going below 4K, like Yainer Diaz versus Paxton, this Houston-Boston game It's going to be a sneaky GPP play because Paxton's been rough of late, and so has Christian Javier. Now, we both know they can probably flick the switch every once in a blue moon and look like aces. At the same time, you might get some lower-owned Boston and Houston pieces in some good spots there against Paxton and Javier. So Yainar Diaz at $3,800 is a guy on the radar. Jonah Heim, Mitch Garver, 38 and 36 respectively versus Ciccone. I prefer Garver over Heim. You guys know my love for Heim. I just don't think he's fully healthy yet. So I'll take the bat and the power upside of Garver at this point in time. But in a perfect world, we'd all love Jonah Heim at 38. We haven't seen that in a while where it's been productive, but they are in play. Now, if you want to go down below 3K and save a few shekels on this slate, you got Connor Wong of Boston at 28 versus Javier. But the guy I'd go to, if we want to take an injured catcher, Logan O'Hoppe's $2,700 versus Graham Ashcraft. Ashcraft has been getting the job done. I'm not going to deny that. It's still so much smoke and mirrors to me. It's just crazy what he's getting done. O'Hoppe is 0-9 since he's returned. I thought they returned him way too quick. But like, if you look at Jonah Heim at 38 and you get O'Hoppe at 27, I'll take my chances on Logan O'Hoppe. Now, in a perfect world, I don't want either one of these guys. You're going to be able to save money. So you got cash to play with. But if you want to punt a catcher, Logan O'Hoppe is my dude. First base for you on this slate, Shohei versus Ashcraft at 67 is totally cool. I'm fine with that. Goldschmidt at 58 versus Hatch is in play. Going down to the mid-fours and below, like Justin Turner's 46 versus Javier. If Tristan Casas is back in the lineup at 43, I think that's a good tournament play. Nathaniel Lowe's 45 versus Ciccone. He'd be another one in Texas in a great stack there versus Ciccone. Josh Bell's going to be $3,500 versus Michael Wacha, most likely. So that's a good tournament look for you. Mike Moustakas, $3,200 versus Ashcraft. You guys should know by now my thoughts on Moustakas, especially at the price point. I think it's very, very strong. He's first base, third base eligible. Going below 3K though, Nathaniel Chanel at $2,600. He got the call on Friday to rejoin, or Thursday or Friday, to join the Angels. Nice little start here in the bigs. He's got at least one hit in all three games. He's putting up at least 5 DK points, 9, 5, and 7. He's $2,600. Versus a guy like in Ashcraft, I'm not a big fan of. So Chanel is a good value if you need value on this slate. Second base, Altuve at 64 versus Paxton's very enticing in tournaments. Simeon's 57. He's 7K cheaper. I still like Simeon as well, but Altuve is nothing wrong with him at all. Zach Gelof's always tournament viable. I hate that he's up to $5,400, but he's in play versus Marsh. It's a good spot. Story's there at 48, but the Padres, I really like. They've just been so inconsistent, but they're playing Johnny freaking Cueto. So San Diego is in play. Ha-Sung Kim, second base, third base eligible at 47. So he'd be one. Jake Cronenworth has just been scuffling like crazy, but he's $4,200. I want Kim, but it's crazy how he's just struggled so much. Going down to the low threes and into the twos, though, you got the likes of Elvis Andrus at 29. It's against Castillo, but if you want a one-off, he's been swinging it really well. Luis Urias of Boston's $2,900. He's a value for you. He had a grand slam over the weekend, so he's another one to keep an eye on. But second base, I don't want to fade Castillo, but Lenin Sosa is 2K, and that's a good little power GPP play as well. Third base for you, and Castillo struggled a bit of late. He's not as been as consistent. Third base, Austin Riley, $6,100. Yeah, first lefty Peterson, that's great. Rafael Devers in tournaments at 57. We're on board there. Same with Bregman at 55 versus Paxton. That's why I said earlier, the Boston-Houston kind of GPP upside type play, it's enticing. It's very enticing if you want to get real cute on this slate. Machado's 53 versus Cueto. San Diego is a great spot. There's tons of offensive spots. Ha-Sung Kim at 47, again, second base, third base eligible. But you got Eugenio Suarez at 42. I love that. He went deep on Sunday. Jake Berger is going to be 4K versus Walker. Berger is swinging it really well. Wrote him up in the waiver wire column at Gaining the Edge over the weekend. So he's a fun one. He's hitting over 300 in August, which is crazy for Jake Berger. Going down to the low threes, Moustakas, 32. Talked about him, first base, third base eligible. We like that. And then not a ton at third base value-wise. Shortstop Corey Seager went deep again on Sunday. The dude's insane. He's $6,600 versus Ciccone, and that is outstanding. I'm not looking to fade Blackburn. I get it if you want. It's still Paul Blackburn. He could get shelled. Bobby Witt Jr. is like at the J-Rod level for me. If you need one-offs, I like J-Rod more right now, but Bobby Witt at 62 is awesome. Like he's worth every one-off you can find, so I'm cool with that. Trevor Story at 48, talked about him a second ago. Tommy Edman likely leading off for St. Louis. He's outfield shortstop at 43 versus Hatch. He's actually been heating up pretty good, so not opposed to that. Vaughn Grissom, he should get the start with the lefty on the mound. He's $3,400. He hasn't done a whole lot since he got recalled, as Lopez gets most of the playing time in the platoon situation there. And then going below 3K, Noelvi Marte, if you want to fade Giolito or just want to punt at 26, is not bad. Mason Wynn's down here at 25. I'd rather have Marte at 26. But technically, Wynn has the better matchup versus Hatch. If you want to go there, I just think Marte's got the higher ceiling than Mason Wynn. Outfield position for you on this 8-gamer. Acuna at 68 is awesome. Otani at 67 is great. You got Tatis at 63 for stacking San Diego. Yeah. But like your contrarian plays, like Yordan Alvarez at 6K. See if Kyle Tucker's in the lineup at 61. He's day-to-day with his injury, or his illness, I should say. So keep an eye on those. J-Rod at 59, far too cheap. Probably you're just lock in J-Rod play and then go from there type guy. That's what I've been doing the last like 4 or 5 days, and I just don't care. So J-Rod at 59 is totally cool. Lou Bob at 52 in tournaments versus Castillo. If you want to be real different, don't hate it. Like Jorge Soler and Jazz Chisholm, 51 and 5K, super expensive. But if you want to fade Waka, maybe. I want to see Waka's price point, though, because he could join my three cheapies. I will be very clear on that. We'll go back to that when we recap pitch, and I'll tell you Waka's price in a minute. Going down below 5K now, like Yoshida versus Javier at 47 is interesting. Got McCormick. Chaz McCormick at 45 versus Paxton. Marcelo Zuna loves lefties. He's $4,500, but McCormick could be a nice tournament pivot off of those two. There's Tommy Edman again at 43. He's outfield shortstop, like we mentioned earlier. Going down to the low fours and into the twos now. You got like Tommy Pham versus Jomo, if you want him tournament wise, maybe. Brian De La Cruz is $3,800 for Snell. That's a cheaper Miami piece. I can get behind that. But Tyler O'Neill at 37, far too cheap against Hatch. That's a fun tournament look. If you are going in on Seattle, Cade Marlowe at 35 versus Toussaint is not bad. There's a cheaper Seattle outfielder we'll get to in a minute, but Marlowe's just fine as well. Going down a little farther, you got the likes of Jordan Walker at 32 versus Hatch, only if you're stacking St. Louis. I don't want him as a one-off. I have other one-offs I like, not Walker. Like, you got Canzone. Here's the Seattle guy, 3K versus Tuki Toussaint. Canzone put up a 20 spot on Sunday. He's cheap for a reason because he's inconsistent, but he's got a ceiling that we love at $3,000. Going down farther, down this way, below 3K now. You know, a lot of Royals down here if you want to fade Blackburn. So I get it. There's some nice cheap Royals down here, but I am not there just yet. There's not a ton of value I honestly like down here. Like Gavin Sheets if you're fading Castillo, but I'm not doing that. JP Martinez is $2,500 for Ciccone. That's one. If you're full on stacking Texas, he'd be one to look at. But not a ton down here until I see lineups and look at the cheat sheet and what I really, really want to do at the positions. So recapping pitching, if you want to go Castillo, you want to go Jomo, fine. I'm looking at Winans at 75, Blackburn at 7,000, and I love Drew Rom at 4K. And Michael Walker, yeah, see, I'm not doing it. They got Walker at $9,800. That's just not happening for me on this slate. So I'll stick to my three cheapies in Winans, Blackburn, and Rom. That allows me all the bats in the world, especially if you want to take a couple cheap bats. You can have all the bats you want. It's a pretty glorious situation. St. Louis versus Hatch is totally fine, but Atlanta versus Peterson, you're going to want. Seattle versus Toussaint is one of my favorites. The Boston-Houston is a nice contrarian look, so don't sleep on that. Like, only if you want to be cute, you can sleep on it, but if you want to be really contrarian, Boston-Houston could be nice. I'm very interested in some Angels value versus Ashcraft. I think that's fun. Love Texas versus Ciccone, and then San Diego versus Cueto. So my top two stacks are Seattle and Texas, followed by San Diego and Atlanta. And then you look at the likes of like Boston, Houston, maybe a little cheapy LA action. But for the most part, it's going to be Texas and Seattle for me, with some San Diego and Atlanta following that with my cheap pitching. That's how I'm approaching this slate. Hopefully it works well. We'll see how it goes. But it's going to be a fun 8-game slate. Just wet our whistle for another big week of action as we get close to wrapping up August, moving into September. But if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDENTREK, or I'll be in the Game of the Edge Discord, cheat sheet dropping around in the afternoon, about an hour or so, give or take, before lock, depending on my real job. But we'll get that all taken care of for you. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, August 21st edition of the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.